Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Tuesday, the 26th of May. If today's US airstrikes against Iran were an attempt to improve the US bargaining position in negotiations, markets do not seem to be buying it. It might be the inherent bias to optimism, but there's been a relatively muted reaction to the events. If anything, the strikes would seem to confirm the Iranian assessment of the talks, implying that a deal is not imminent, rather than the view set out in US President Trump's various social media posts. The Iranian perspective was probably what markets were priced for yesterday, hence the limited response. The UK's May British Retail Consortium Shop Price Index showed little evidence of inflation pressure at the retail level so far. This measure does not include the price of petrol, and price increases overall remained within recent ranges. This is important as it suggests that the second round effect of profit-led inflation is not yet occurring. Profit-led inflation is a risk, especially in the food sector, but consumers have a heightened sensitivity to price increases, which should work to contain that threat. Absent profit-led inflation, the Bank of England should look through the oil price increase and not respond to temporary inflation with a rate hike. The European Central Bank's Schnabel was strongly advocating for a European policy mistake, calling for an interest rate increase in June. Schnabel commented that there was a lot of damage to energy infrastructure and global supply chains, but did not make clear how the ECB raising interest rates was going to help rebuild oil refineries in the Gulf. Schnabel was talking of the effect of spilling over into other parts of the consumer basket of goods, but that's not the same thing as second round effects. Oil will obviously affect prices through transport costs, etc. One would expect airfares to rise in response to higher oil prices, for instance. But that's something central banks cannot influence. There is no evidence showing up in European consumer baskets of second-round effects from wage price spirals or from profit-led inflation. The United States is offering both consumer and business sentiment polls. The Conference Board do not break down their consumer confidence numbers by political party affiliation, which means that the data is not a great deal of use. The polarization levels are so extreme in the United States that without understanding the political makeup of any polling, the answers cannot really be interpreted with any reliability. The Dallas Fed Manufacturing Sentiment Poll for May has always demonstrated that polarization very nicely, with the comments section, which is always hilarious. It's noticeable that the last survey in April was far more focused on the uncertainties caused by US tariff policy than the uncertainties caused by US war policy. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.